So, Hillary's solo lesson, September 2022. The first thing I hear that I wish I would hear more of, i.e., like, she's playing fine, you're playing fine. I'd like to hear more 16th notes. Yeah, and suddenly you went from da ga di ga da 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 ga di to da ga da 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 ga da da da. Doesn't have to be a ton, but just a little bit. Give us some. Yeah, you have to make sure your technique is locked in with it. There you go. You're just about able to do like three in a row, which means you definitely can do two or one in a row. Well, one in a row doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean. One at a time. So just do, if you would, just do ones for a minute, like 1/16, like da ga di ga di ga da 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 di, you know. You're going for doubles. See if you can just do a single. This is why I'm recording this, so you can hear it back later. Still going for twos. So what if we prescribe you a rhythm? The rhythm is digga da 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 digga da da. Just put the 16th note right on the first beat. Yeah. And the rest are 8th notes. Digga da 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 digga da da da. Just play it back to me.
Aren't you doing
2? No. Digga da 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 digga da da. It's only 1/16 in there. Like 1 in. Like if you're counting this as 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 1 and 2, 3, 1. What am I doing? It'd be like 1 en, 2 en, 3 en, 4 en. 1 en, 2 en, 3 en, 4 en. Digga da da da, digga da da da, digga da da da. There you go. That was right. You can, yeah, leave the rest of the bar blank, like if you just went da 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 da, that's fine. Just play around with that for a little while. Da 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 da. So right there was 1 en, 2 en, 3. Right. Now we're gonna put the 16th note on the next 8th note, which is the end of 1. It's gonna sound like this. 1 and a 2 and 3. 1 and a 2 and 3. Da digga da da da. Da digga da da da. Da digga da da da. Da. Yeah. Yeah. It's stretching your technique just a little, but you can do it. And they're always easier when it's on the same string and you're not picking them, you're just pulling off. Like, do that one again, like where you went ba di da. Notice that the di da is on the same string, so just pull off there. Like, pick that a pick, or pick, it'll be pick, pick, pull. Like, pick, pickle, pick, pick, I can't say it, pickle, pickle peppers. Like, da di ga di da di da di. There you go. Yeah. That's the number one thing I heard when I was listening to you solo. You know, to take you from to take you to the next level is the rhythmic thing. And then you had trouble doing two just isolating 1/16th at a time. That's why we're going to do the continue on this. If we did it on the beat, the next eighth note, which is beat two, right? It'd be one and two and three, one and two and three. Good, that one seems easy for you. And then the last one will be one on the and of two, one and two and a three, one and two and a three, one and two and a three, da 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 digga da, da 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 digga da. So the reason you're sometimes hesitating is because you're doing it in places where you're forcing yourself to pick. So just try and do it where you're just pulling off whenever the 16th happens. So da 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 digga da, da 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 digga da. Yeah, they go. Either ascending or descending. That was descending. Try ascending, like a hammer on. Da 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 digga da. What I mean is, like, the line is gonna hammer on the way up, like da 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 digga da. As you hammer on the way up. Uh huh. Yeah. And if you have to do the same note twice, which you did, do that example again. Yeah, perfect. Because this is all improvised, so make it easy on yourself. Make those 16ths all hammers and pull-offs. You can sometimes do it with the pick. I never can do it with the pick, so I don't struggle like you do. Because I don't even try. That's all I'm saying.
So I just did one and a two and three and four, and then I did one and two and a three and four, and then I did one and two and three and four.
Right, we moved where the 16th was.
One and two and three, and we didn't do that one, did we? Right?
We could continue if you wanted to. It'd be one and two and three and four, one and two and three and four, right? Now it's on three. There you go. I think once we do all the combinations, we'll move on. We only got three left. That was perfect. Always look for to be able to do it ascending and descending. So since I was descending, before we move on, do it ascending. Da da digga digga da 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 digga da da. Where the digga da is a hammer on. The whole line doesn't have to ascend, but just that part I want to ascend. That was a pull off, but that's okay. Try it with a hammer. Context, I was wondering what it would be like to have the whole line descend except for the hammer on, and it would sound something like this. It's just, you don't have it. Still descending. Oh, I'm sorry. Conscious of doing hammers and pull-offs equally. Next one is on the and of three, the 16th. Sound like this. One and two and three and... One and two and three and a four. One and two and three and a four. Da 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 da. And a four.
Three and a four? Or
no, just one? Three and a four. We had...
So that's three and a four. So that's just three notes of the 16th.
But that's all we've been doing. We were just adding 1/16th among all eighth notes so far. Demonstrating what we had so far. Just to recap, we had all this, so... One and two and three and four. One and a two and three and four. One and two and three and four. One and two and a three and four. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and a four. That's where we're at now.
That was helpful. I was thinking I was doing four notes.
You're only doing one, like two 16ths in a row.
Right.
The rest is all eighth notes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was right. One and two and three and four. Or no, that was the last one. This one is one and two and three and a four. One and two and three and a four. Da ga da ga da da ga da. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's two more, because right now we put it on the end of three. We still have to put it on four, and we still have to put it on the end of four. One, two, three. One and two and three and four and a one. I lost it. One and two and three and four yen. One and two and three and four yen. One and two and three and four yen. Dugga, 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 dugga. Let it ring, yep. That's a cool way to end a line. Because you're getting to, I do that all the time. I get to where I want to go, an eighth note or a 16th or even sometimes a whole beat ahead. And it's just amazing. Right, Matt? One and two and three and a four. I've been doing the wrong one. This is one and two and three and four yen. One and two and three and four yen. Should be like that. Sounds good. Last one is on the end of four, so one and two. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1. Be like that. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1. Great job. Thank you.